Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Love the Jersey Shore. My husband usually will find a great deal with a house for rent. We'll go down there for a week, bring back the memories with the kids. And one of the things I love about it is that inevitably they'll have a wash machine from back in the day. I know this sounds crazy, but it's like in the kitchen. And this sounds crazy, but I'm like, oh my goodness, this is heaven. The fact that I'm close to the beach and the fact that we can get back, I can throw a load of clothes in. And they're done in about less than 32 minutes. And they're clean. They're actually clean because it's an old school wash machine.
Really seems like we've gone backwards, huh?
Yes, totally.
Hey, so on that point, I was just down in Myrtle Beach. And we were at one of the hotels that had one of the, you got to flush it like 8 times to get it down kind of toilets, right?
And because, that's nasty.
Yeah, well, the thing that people don't talk about with those things is the toilet paper has to be a lot like flimsier to get down there. And it doesn't feel so well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So this whole thing, Dawn, I'm with you. When traveling and having different experiences from what I have at home, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, and there's a reason for that.
And it sounds like maybe it's going to get worse thanks to the policies of the current administration. We're talking about appliance regulations, even though that sounds boring when we say policy or appliance regulations. But trust me, this impacts you in ways, you're not even thinking of. But you know who thinks of it? Our friend Ben Lieberman. He's a senior fellow specializing in environmental policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And when you think about Ben, he's somebody who you've seen, no doubt, on Fox, CNN, all the, CNBC, all of the different television stations. And you've probably read some of his work in the Wall Street Journal, New York Post, as well as many other places, Washington Post, Weekly Standard. I could go on and on. But Ben Lieberman, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So take us through it, what you're writing about as far as, thinking about something that we use day to day, our appliances. And a lot of these policies will be going into effect. Maybe people don't realize it. Everything from your water heater, your wash machine, dishwasher, even down to light bulbs, things are changing. And maybe this won't be very popular with a lot of Americans once they use these newly more regulated objects. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, well, this became a much bigger issue last year with the controversy over potential gas stove regulations. And the administration backed off somewhat on that in light of the public anger over that. But just about everything else around the house that plugs in or fires up is also subject to regulations that are already causing problems or will cause problems when they take effect. I think the only good news is that the government isn't regulating televisions. They've left those off the hook, but pretty much everything else is going to become more expensive, not work as well, or possibly both.
And one concern, I think, I'm looking at your list. Number one, furnaces. Number two on the list, you have water heaters. But number three, central air conditioning units. So can you take me through those three first and foremost, because this affects pretty much, most of us. But what changes and when does it change?
Well, for furnaces, a new Department of Energy efficiency standard will essentially eliminate from the market something called a non-condensing gas furnace. That's the most affordable type of furnace in favor of more efficient condensing furnaces. The problem is, if you have the old-style one in your house, you're probably best off with a like-kind replacement rather than switching to the new ones, which has all kinds of installation challenges, venting challenges. So the bottom line is, with these standards, one size does not fit all. No two homes are alike. But in order to impose efficiency regulations, we're getting rid of models that actually make sense for especially older, smaller, space-constrained home. Similar with water heaters, as of 2029, an electric water heater is going to cost around $950 more, and that's the Department of Energy estimate, and which those estimates tend to be on the low side. Generally speaking, we're just being forced to use the more eco-friendly version. The problem is that it doesn't make sense for us. It doesn't make sense for every home. For air conditioners, well, the refrigerant used in air conditioners decades ago, the refrigerants that were blamed for poking a hole in the ozone layer were outlawed. And now there's new refrigerants. Now they're blamed for climate change. And so they're going away. And so new refrigerants that, surprise, surprise, cost more and make the equipment more expensive, they're going to be required starting with new central air conditioners on January 1st, 2025. So that one's not far away. For a lot of folks, there's going to be some real sticker shock when you you buy your next air conditioner. And the thing is, it's cumulative. Every house, every room in the house is being hit with something. And just think what this does to things like housing affordability, which is already
Yeah, and when you think about, and then you go to number 4 and 5, and these are the ones at the top of your list, dishwashers. And this is my beef with the dishwashers. When I got a new dishwasher within the last year or so, you know what they told me? They said, buy a standard one, but buy an extra warranty. It's going to last, give or take, 5 years. It's not like back in the day. This thing, and it still, it's relatively new. Generally speaking, I have to rinse everything off. So you think about waste, and I wish they studied this, Ben, because what happens is you're rinsing everything off in the sink, which is the worst, you know, because you're running all that water and maybe warmer water trying to rinse it off. Then you put it in, it still doesn't get it right, and then sometimes you're rerunning it. So take me through, as far as dishwashers and light bulbs, what's happening here?
Well, dishwashers may be the most overregulated home appliance. I count 4 rounds of tighter energy and water use limits, and most recently the agency has now done regulation number 5. And what's happened to machines, they have to use such a small trickle of water, it takes a lot longer to do a load of dishes. And that's a direct result of these regulations. Back in the day, a dishwasher took about an hour. Now they take about 2 hours or more, and they don't do, as you mentioned, they don't do as good a load. And when you find yourself having to rinse off dishes before or after, you know, what are you really saving? And so it's quite foolish. And what makes me angry about dishwashers, this is one where regulators, if they wanted to do the right thing, they'd be trying to fix the problems caused by their last regulations. They wouldn't just blindly be moving forward with new regulations. And we already know that dishwashers, they don't work as well, they don't last as long, and they take 2 hours instead of one to do a load of dishes. With light bulbs, again, it's the same story of just, you know, constant rounds of more and more regulations. The old incandescent bulb, that's already on the way out due to past regulations. The new light bulb that's taken its place is the light-emitting diode or LED bulbs, which I'm okay with. Some people don't like. They do cost more. Some people don't like the light quality. I'm okay with the LED bulbs. Some people are not, but that's already happened. Now there's a new regulation that's going to require those LED bulbs to meet tough new efficiency standards. That will knock most of those off the market and raise the cost of the remaining ones by more than about double. So you know, it just never ends. And the thing is, you know, if you want an ultra-efficient light bulb or an ultra-efficient furnace, you're always free to buy one. You can always, look for the most environmentally friendly models. But what these regulations do, they force that choice on everyone. And what we're learning is that efficiency is something that can be taken to a foolish extreme. And that's what we get out of these government mandates.
But Ben, when you look at these and you consider, okay, number one, we talked about the fact that all these appliances back in the day, my dad talks about this, you know, when you would invest in an appliance, you could count on the fact that it would last a long time, maybe 20 years. And that's why I started out by talking about going to the Jersey Shore. You know, my husband always finds some great deal on somebody's home from back in the day, and they still have the same appliance, you know, that's well over 20, sometimes it's 30 years, it's still running. They've had it repaired. But nowadays, when you look at landfills and you look at these appliances, maybe going 5 years, if you're lucky, refrigerators, try to find somebody with a newer fridge that lasts even 10 years. So what happens is they're throwing it out, and then it goes in a landfill. So when you look at the total efficiency of it and the environmental impact, I would think, wow, wouldn't they want to build things that last?
Absolutely. This stuff doesn't make sense economically, and it doesn't make sense environmentally when you look at, as you mentioned, appliances that end up in landfills and you have to buy a new one, and there's a lot of materials and energy that goes into to manufacturing these machines. In a nutshell, what's going on is that these products have to become a lot more complicated in order to meet the new regulation, and that means a lot more can go wrong with them, and they don't last as long as the tried and true but simpler designs of the past.
As far as, you know, when you look at, let's say, air conditioning, we hear about the ozone. And by the way, didn't the ozone, wasn't it healing? You know, because you think about the history of that the reason we got rid of certain deodorants, spray deodorant, oh, you can't, it's going to ruin the ozone. And then all of a sudden, the ozone was healing. So is there something else going? I mean, I'm all for the environment, clean air, clean water. I'm a member of the Friends of the Wissahickon here locally. Like, I love the environment. I really do. Don't make fun of me. I get the little magazine, you know, and I taught my kids all that, Schuylkill Nature Center. So I mean, I think we all could say we love our environment and making sure that the air that we breathe and the water that we drink or swim in, right, that it's clean. But are these really doing that job? I mean, Ben, as an expert, I'm asking you, are these environmental regulations really doing the job, making a difference for clean air and clean water?
It took me a long time to figure this out, but a lot of environmentalists don't give a hoot about the environment. That's just an excuse for an agenda that actually has very little to do with environmental protection. And that's why we see so many things that don't make environmental sense and harm consumers. No, we're not going to save the planet with newfangled stoves and light bulbs and ceiling fans. It's not necessary. It's not even helpful at all. But it is a major inconvenience to homeowners and a real cost, especially, for example, for people who are aspiring to buy their first home. This just makes it that much harder.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Ben Lieberman, thank you so much. I love, you know, you're obviously an expert, but you put it in the wording of a common man so we can all understand it with all these crazy regulations. Ben, thanks a million.
Well, I'm pretty common myself, so, but thanks for having me.
Smarter than the rest of us. Ben Lieberman, we really appreciate you. Senior fellow and specializes in environmental policies, really reads through all the fine print that the rest of us don't, apparently, but at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. So Ben Lieberman, great guy, and certainly we'll have him back on again. And we'll see how these policies go. But I love that common sense attitude. I remember my kids in the zoo camp, you know, the Philadelphia Zoo, which I do love. And they went to the zoo camp and they were talking about energy and saving, you know, the animals and all of that. I love that they just said, you know what? You can help out the planet and the animals and yourself if you just turn off the light switch. When you leave a room, turn off the light switch, kids. You're helping the parents pay a lower bill. And you know what? Don't run the hot water. And I love that, because I thought, uh-oh, when I was hearing them talking about where they're going to go with this, that's the most common sense we can all do, right? Just turn off the hot water. Don't let it run and run and run. Or make sure that you don't leave any lights on. Turn it off. Right?
Yeah, not a big fan of Tom Bidette, are you, from Motel 6? We'll leave the lights on for you.
Yeah, don't leave the lights on. Or as my dad did to my sister when she was a teenager, he found a way to just go down and after he'd time it. 11 minutes. If she went past 11 minutes, that was it. Christine, all of a sudden you hear, ah,
are you the kind, are you the kind of mom that will turn around if there's a light on upstairs and make the kids run in and turn it off?
Oh, I turn everything off. Yeah. And I even, when we leave the house, I turn off, turn off the HVAC. Turn it off. Switch it off.
Yeah, she's the same way.
Right? And then you come back in, it's like either sweltering hot in the summer or it's too, I don't care.
Sylvia, over
shut
on
it off.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Go like and subscribe. Says, wow, common sense. Imagine that, Dawn.
That's what we need more of. We just, I think my dad, Richard Stenslin, he should be in charge of that because he's, first of all, he knows how to fix everything, but he could put it, much like Ben, he can put it all in common sense terms.
Suze makes a great point, too. Says, who needs all this new crap on a fridge? It's just one more thing to go bad, like these smart fridges that you can watch TV on.
Yeah, that, oh, yeah. You had to mention that because, you know, my Larry Menti is going to call my hubby, my better half. I did want one of those. I didn't get it. I lost that vote.
He's on now if you wanted to comment on that.
Hey, Larry Bear, remember when I wanted the swanky refrigerator that we got? What was that, like 2 years ago? The ice maker doesn't work, by the way. It's like all frozen shut. It's such a pain. But I didn't get the screen on there because Larry's like, well, you could just, you know, we could just have like a computer or an iPad or something. Hey, Larry.
Hey, yeah, the new refrigerator stinks. It's awful. You can't even fit enough stuff in it. That was the worst move. I'm so glad you brought it up.
I know.
She really threw herself under the bus.
I know.
Oh, it's horrible. You have to. You know, you can put your lunch in there. That's it.
It is. When we bought the house, there were these Sub-Zeros in there that cost a fortune to replace. And then I was like, we're not buying a Sub-Zero, but they're American made. The thing was like a tank. It was awesome.
Was it a fridge?
Fridge. Okay. Yeah. It was a fridge and a freezer.
Betty says on YouTube, I would love an old school 50s cold spot fridge.
Me too. Yeah. I know. I wish I. And the thing is, you know, they took away. They're like, you want us to take this away? Because, you know, they probably took it and put it in their house and fixed it up. So I know. I know. I admit, Lair Bear was right. Larry was right. I was wrong.
Larry,
I fully admit
it. I have clipped that audio for you, and you can use it as your ringtone if you'd like.
Well, listen, do we have to? We'll take a quick break, and Larry, can you stick around the corner? We also have to fix the signal. It sounds like Larry is calling in from, I don't know, from the Jersey Shore. There's like an ocean breeze. So we'll continue the conversation. Appreciate you being here. Your thoughts, 855-839-1210. Be right back.
Whether it's ready to level up, Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The United Nations, Biden's address, whether it's your appliances and the new regulations, if Biden-Harris get their way. And there are a lot of new polls we've been talking about this morning, new polls indicating whether or not Harris or Trump, who are they making gains with as far as younger voters and which part of the country? So all of this, I did see that Melania Trump had agreed to this interview that will air with her first big interview this election cycle with Ainsley Earhart of Fox News. That'll be on Thursday. Look forward to Melania. Love her. But my better half, Larry Menti, is here, and we were talking about the issues of, you know, energy issues, energy efficiency, Trump, Biden, Harris. Larry Menti is back. Hey, Larry.
Hey, there's a little bit of breaking news. Israel just came out and announced that they killed a Hezbollah leader in those airstrikes in Beirut. They hit the Lebanon capital and killed another Hezbollah leader. So, and the entire time Biden spoke, he didn't say anything about it. Did nobody tell him what was going on? And so he got up and, if at all, talked about a two-state solution while Hezbollah and Israel are trading rockets, and 500 people were killed in Beirut. Biden didn't say a word about it. He talked about climate change.
Yeah.
He talked about six times he mentioned climate change. But the guy is, I don't know if it's his staff or it's him, but he is absolutely clueless. It was kind of embarrassing that this was all going on in the backdrop, and he just didn't seem to know a thing about it.
Yeah, and so what you're referencing is they've confirmed this, Israel's military confirming it. They killed Ibrahim Kubaisi, commander of Hezbollah's missile and rocket force. And this is just, this is the breaking news of the moment. So thank you for, you know, bringing that to our attention. And then the total, as tens of thousands flee Lebanon's south because of what's going on, that death toll has climbed to 558 killed in these latest hostilities. So,
yeah, and everybody says, everybody says over and over again, Israel's got it. You know, what are they doing? They're hitting Lebanon. Do you realize since October of last year, there have been rockets fired into Israel by Hezbollah every day, every single day. And now all of a sudden, Israel's got to back off. Israel has to back off. No, but it's a little bit scary, though. I mean, where this is going to head, this is another front in this war. This is another country involved in this war. I shouldn't even say country because, you know, we know some people from Lebanon that escaped here. And they're very concerned, I'm sure, about their relatives back home.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's the people or the government that want this. This is all Hezbollah and Iran.
Yeah.
And Iran. It's important to realize over and over again, this cannot be said enough, that this is because this administration appeased Iran, that this is all happening.
Well, and you heard him say in his speech that, and Dan aired a clip of it, where Joe Biden talked about the Palestinians need a state of their, he was really focusing on them. And I didn't hear that he focused as much on what happened. We're coming up, sadly, on 1 year of October 7th. You think about that with hostages. Hope to God they're still alive, but they, and you're right with the media bias, to hear the media report it, it's Israeli aggression, and they don't mention October 7th, what started this whole thing.
Yeah, but it's not, you're right. You're absolutely right. The hostages and October 7th should be at the forefront, but they've been attacked every single day since then. Have you heard about that? Every single day they have been attacked, and they're supposed to just sit there and take it and not say anything. I mean, why is only one side held accountable? I will say this. The Republicans in Congress have been great on this issue, great on this issue. And the other day, Donald Trump said any Jewish American who votes for a Democrat should have his head examined, his or her head examined. And he was criticized for that. That's absolutely true. If they care at all about Israel, they have to vote against Kamala Harris, because this is going to end badly if she gets in.
Larry Menti, we have to take a quick break here. I don't know if you'll stick around for a little longer.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fall, officially fall, first week of fall, which means, you know, maybe you're going on that fall road trip. You're certainly going from place to place. Car line, whatever that looks like. Is your vehicle ready to go place to place? My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles are always going to help make sure you and your family are safe out on the roads. These service centers of the Piazza Premium dealers not only handle all your regular maintenance needs, but they also diagnose possible issues before they can happen. Schedule a service appointment online today. Visit my friends at PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com for that dealer nearest you, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Tell them Dawn sent you. In Philadelphia, there is a connection being made, they claim, to politics with regard to those car meetups. And that was something that the Inquirer this morning had written about. But it was crazy in Philadelphia over the weekend. And Philadelphia police putting out the word again today, saying, we will find you. We have you on video. A lot of these people, hundreds of people from across the city, and I don't know that they were necessarily connected to each other, because you had people in the Northeast, you had people outside, you know, City Hall, people Southwest Philadelphia, all over the city in these car meetups, presumably from social media announcements, but it was nuts over the weekend. And they dressed, some of them dressed in the, they had Trump masks on. They had these yellow, like, banana suits on. What is going on in Philadelphia? But there were people who said, oh, this is another blue city, another Democrat-run, defund the police movement city that is seeing lawlessness. So I don't know if you had seen that, but there were some at the GOP level who had pointed to what happened in the city of Philadelphia and said, see, more lawlessness, we need to return law and order, and we need to find ways to recruit and hire back all the law enforcement, all the cops that retired and are still retiring. So it's still happening. We still need to hire more police. You look at that video and then ask yourself, huh, wonder why we can't recruit officers. You see, I mean, we had at least one officer hospitalized. We had multiple officers injured. And then police cars. I mean, people were jumping on the cars, smashing in the windshield, smashing in the other windows. It was crazy. These are marked patrol units, uniformed officers. You look at that disrespect and you think, would you want this job? Absolutely not. And so that's part of the problem that we face. I know that this morning there was, you know, some criticism for Mayor Sherelle Parker. I defended her because, number one, she delegated to and she did release statements through her deputy commissioners. Dan had, you know, you aired that sound yesterday. But, you know, whether or not you think that she's doing a good job, I think out of all of the candidates, I stand behind my statement. I think she was the best of the pick, because after all, we could have Helen Gim. How many times have we said, can you imagine that as mayor? I mean, that horrible nasally voice would have been a disaster.
So I got two things for you. Yes. So I know we got Larry on the line, so I don't know if you want to go back to Larry, or I do have that audio ready for you of Frances Healy message from Sherelle Parker yesterday.
Let's air it and we'll revisit that. Go ahead and then we'll get Larry's take on the other side.
I was asked to come here specifically by Mayor Parker and on behalf of Commissioner Bethel to send a message. The message is this. This behavior will not be tolerated. We firmly believe that the actions last night were in retaliation of the police department's aggressive actions that we've been taking since the Mayor Parker's administration began. So we've been attacking this problem rather heavily every weekend with a large number of officers, and we believe last night was some type of retaliation of sorts. But the message is this, and the message is to the people that are involved in the actions as well as our communities, that this will not be tolerated. The information that we received last night, for those that were involved in it, should be very well aware. We have your picture. We're coming for you. If you think you got away last night, you didn't. Okay, so when you hear that banging on the door, it will be us. We're coming with search warrants and we're coming with arrest warrants. So don't think we're going to lay down and allow this to happen in our city. We're not. And
tough
that's a
words.
Message to the police officers out there as well that are on the line dealing with this nonsense.
Yeah, this nonsense. Thinking about the cops, putting them first. And so they new information, mm-hmm. as they released more information, they said you face serious criminal charges, a $2,000 fine. That's the minimum fine. And they have the right to confiscate your vehicle if you are one of those, you know, doing all those violations that were captured on video. So your thoughts, 855-839-1210. Do we still have Larry? Hey, Lair. Thanks for hanging in.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, two quick things about what you were just talking about. First of all, the cops aren't the problem. Mm-hmm. These people will be arrested and back on the street quickly, and they probably will never get prosecuted. So until they change the laws and until they change the DA and his philosophy, and until they change democratic rule in the city, the state, and the federal government, then you're going to keep having crime problems because the soft on crime comes from one side of the aisle. The other thing is, I completely agree with you about Sherelle Parker. She has been such a great, such a breath of fresh air. I'm working up in New York. I rave about her up there. Remember when the embarrassment was happening at Columbia University in New York? Mm-hmm. Every single day, the inmates took over the prison. And yet, down here, all we saw is police in riot gear storming the University of Pennsylvania. And that was done in a couple hours?
Yeah.
No more problems.
That was awesome. And the commissioner, Bethel, remember, we watched that together. Commissioner Bethel, he was there, and they just were calm. Yeah, they were calm. They woke him up. They had the surprise, right? Because they got there early. That was smart. But you're right. There was no incident. They just said, wake up, everybody, and move on out. And that was it.
And it never happened again. And so that was it. And then you had, you saw on the national news, you saw what was happening at UCLA. Yeah. You saw what was happening. So, yeah, I'm a huge fan. I know she's a Democrat. I don't care. And I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy she's the mayor.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, I think that that's just it. It's not really about politics. It's more that she has an authenticity about her. She has a common sense way about her. Even when she fought to have everybody come back to work, I've talked about that so much at the time, that she just said, "Nope, we need to come back to work." And she was so smart, though. Remember, she had food trucks for the first few days, like free food, come back to work, have a celebration. Yeah. Remember that? And it was just the way that she just said, "Nope." I mean, she's kind of like a mom in a way. It's like, nope, this is how we're going to do it. That's what she reminds me of. And everybody just says, all right. And boom, it's done.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how free food works on every employee? it's unbelievable. I mean, if you want to have a meeting, have free food.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to show up.
It's so true. I know, Larry, what do you have Wednesdays? Like free, he'll bring home, like, look at what we had today. It's like these fish tacos or whatever. It's fun.
Yeah, they have a different restaurant where I work. They have a different restaurant every Wednesday, feed the everybody there. And there's several floors that are fed, and they all go blind. The problem is, but I'm leaving at about the time they leave the food out. There's this long line, so I rarely get it, except unless I'm working later. So that's the only thing that stinks.
Let's listen. I wish we had that. Let's take... Sal in Malvern has been very patient, wanted to talk about some of the energy policies that we were talking about that are going to change with our appliances. Hey, Sal.
Hey, Dawn. Thanks for the call. I got to tell you something funny real quick.
Yeah.
I've never met you before. I never saw a picture of you before. And I was standing a few feet away from you when Doug Burgum was in Chester County.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, I know that voice. And then later that day, I was at the Don Jr. thing, and you introduced him, and it's like, how embarrassing this was. Oh, my God. But anyway, I got to tell you, I was the one that when I brought up in the Doug Burgum thing about the messaging type, that I think our message is so good. And when you were talking about the Iran thing and the fact that they so don't want him there, I wish that message could get out further because, I mean, think about it, right? Here's what Trump had, a wonderful policy that did so many wonderful things, and here's the Biden-Harris policy that wants to do the opposite. And it's like, what do you want with your vote, people? I mean, people really need to see what's going on here because, yes, I got to tell you, the one thing is Trump and Harris agree on one thing. She wants to go forward to some autocratic side, and he wants to go back to a strong economy, a strong foreign policy, a strong energy policy. And people just aren't getting it. They're being duped by the shiny little lure over here. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, it's so true. And thanks for calling in. It was great seeing you at both of those events. But you're exactly right. It's they never want to give in the media these perspectives, and that's the problem. I think the media today, if you want to look at a so-called danger to democracy or a threat, people in the media just, everybody just needs to do their job. And even, I'll give you an example. Even this morning on Kale & Company, we were talking about some of these different policies with regard to John Deere. Trump was here in Pennsylvania yesterday. We aired some of that audio in which he was talking about, hey, John Deere, you better not let these jobs leave and go to Mexico. I did point out that Trump was the one who signed into law, and his idea was to create this great trade deal between the United States and our neighbors, Mexico, Canada. So how does that work if some of those John Deere jobs are now going to go to Mexico? You know, so even though we might, you know, admit who we like, whose policies we gravitate to, I'm not ever going to be dishonest or fact check even a candidate who I like or don't like. I'm going to give you the facts. That's what's real. The so-called mainstream media, who I guess would call me the one that's not in the mainstream, but they don't even do that anymore, some of them. And that's what's disappointing to me. Larry, is Larry still there? Your thoughts, Larry, yeah, as far as that goes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I love that caller when he called in. The one thing that he left out when he was talking about the world under Donald Trump and the world under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is the rest of the world, not just America. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at everything that's going on, you know, we're looking at the brink of World War III. This is awful. We're funding Ukraine in an endless war, which, by the way, is starting to feel a lot like Vietnam. And we are also now involved in the war between Israel and Hamas. And we have a feckless commander-in-chief that doesn't know what side he's on. He tries to play both sides. And at the same time, he emboldens Iran, who's responsible for the entire thing. So we had none of that. We had none of that just 4 years ago. And so, yeah, no, that gentleman was absolutely correct. And the fact that the world is on fire, too, can be added to his long list.
Yeah, it's so true. Well put. I'll see you at home, honey.
Okay, yeah, when we get home.
Thanks for emptying the dishwasher this morning. He's up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. He emptied the dishwasher.
Really? What a guy.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
That's because nobody does it the night before.
Oh, here we go. I thought he was gone.
I left it there for a response.
He busted me.
Bye.
Bye, Larry.
Hey, at least he can do something. Ha. Huh? See, I said that behind your back. Now he's like, oh, I'll get you. Hey, you know, speaking of home, you've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. Think the world of Mike and Mark Chapman, men of integrity, started their business some 30 years ago in Chester County. And now, you know, they have their family members. Their families have grown. Family members work there, too. But you know by now, if I needed windows, doors, siding, stucco remediation, I would trust only the Chapman family team. What about a new front door? So it's September. We're thinking about the fall. We're thinking about entertaining the upcoming holidays. They'll be here before we know it. Right now, this is the perfect time. Chapman offering free hardware on a brand new front door up to the value of $500 for that beautiful hardware, free hardware on your front door. And think about what a new updated, think about a makeover that front door is going to offer for your entire home, not just boosting the value, but just it gives you that refreshed, updated look. You're going to love it. So, you know, they have great project consultants, these experienced project consultants. They're going to help you choose that perfect new front door. But if you are somebody you know, you're looking for front door, windows, doors, siding, shutters, whatever that is, call, text. They're listening right now. They're like-minded, 610-431-8898. You can always take a virtual tour, chapmanwindowsdoors.com. I love looking at all the before and after photos. So chapmanwindowsdoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you. We've talked a lot about mail-in ballots. We had Linda Kearns on a couple of times and quoting her last week. Remember, we started out the week on September 16th. That was the date we kept hearing. Oh, September 16th. You can vote. And then Linda came on Monday morning on my show and talked about the fact, well, they have to go through this proper process, if you will, to make sure they do a practice and they test it. And they make sure everything is hunky-dory, to summarize it. And then they get the go-ahead, and then the mail-in ballots can go out. And then the next thing we talked about was that, oops, this commissioner in Montgomery County, it's the race to be first, wanted to do the selfie and the little video and say, hey, I'm the first to vote with a mail-in vote here in Pennsylvania. And I think he was trying to be the first and get his selfie out or self-promotion or whatever the heck what he was thinking. I don't know what he was thinking, because now there's this lawsuit going out in Monco where they said, you know what? They broke the law. You can't do that. We just talked about this with election transparency and integrity. And this guy, what does he do? And I don't even think it was criminal. You know what I mean? I just think he really was thinking about me and my selfie video. That's really what I think. But it was just boneheaded. It's like, don't do that. I know I sound like, but he's like a child.
For real.
Right? He's like a child. It's like, what were you thinking? Stop. So then they do a legal action, and now they're going to have to deal with that one, and they are dealing with it. And truthfully, the reason you're not hearing a lot about it, because I think the rest of the Democrats are going, yeah, nah, boneheaded move. Ding, ding. As my dad would say, ding, ding. But as well, Republicans are stepping up scrutiny in Pennsylvania as far as registering people. We keep hearing this. I don't have the tangible evidence of this, but we keep hearing from people saying, you know what? It's just a little too easy to back end into the license and the registration and the voting, and we got to check it. It's basically a system where it's your honesty that you say, yes, I'm a citizen. So unfortunately, it's I know that the Auditor General, Tim DeVore, he's launching an audit now of Pennsylvania's motor vehicle system, and saying the audit will include checking whether non-citizens are screened out from registering to vote. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, that I will not claim something unless I have tangible evidence. That's my whole thing. I'm not going to claim it, but I'm saying good for him. He's auditing the system. Let's see, because we've seen in other states and other municipalities, when they have the audit, they find a lot of dead people. They find a lot of, you know, people who were college students in the area who've moved away. And yes, indeed, they find non-citizens.
Former boxers.
Yes. Exactly. So I think we can all agree. Let's make sure that we have election integrity and election transparency. It's pretty simple, right? It's pretty simple. Let's do it. Get her done. I'm Dawn Stensland. Thanks for being here. Dan, you're the best. I'm so thrilled to work with you, and I'm honored. I get the best of the best.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. And you know who knows that better than anybody? Dom Giordano. Big show ahead. Hey, Dom.
Hey, with the softball. Dawn. Come on. You got to be kind. Where's the compliments?
Well, yes, and the Monco guy, Dawn, that's one of my favorite characters. He's a day 1 million resisting coming on. He wants to bring, well, maybe not really an ice cream truck, but he wants to drive out to your house.
Ooh.
To cure your ballot if you completely mess up.
Mr. Softy.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll talk about him. Ken Burns now, Mr. Democracy, gone off. And Vice President Harris asking, how would Trump deport people? That's their line of defense. They know America wants to deport. Now they're trying to attack the mechanism.
Maybe she'd point her little pistol that she keeps in her pocketbook.
Yes.
The imaginary one. Dom Giordano is right now.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.